looks like baby vomit.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Uh-huh. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace.
Talented.
Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Just a big box of OK. The Don and Mike Show.
Here we go, Buzz.
Buzz brought to you tonight by Mervis Diamond Importers and eDiamonds.com. Find a little brilliance with a pair of diamond stud earrings from eDiamond.com.
Right.
www.e-diamonds.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Where's that Charlie forecast?
Gonna get really fun.
He's excited. Charlie's very excited.
They say on the show tomorrow, we will celebrate the first day of Hanukkah.
Right.
With our friend Mike Hoffman, our Hanukkah buddy for over 10 years.
All right.
Plus tomorrow, we will have our last Hannah Montana MILF strip trivia chance.
Right.
Yeah.
To call and qualify.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play the Wayne Newton, the Larry King tapes we never got to.
That would be great.
All right, Don. Go.
Charlie doesn't care about that.
We're going to do a thing with the ladies and vibrators. We never got to that today.
And?
And it's supposed to snow.
Snow! Lots of snow!
Well, maybe an inch.
Give me a moment to call the official Washington, D.C. snow weather line.
All right. Slow dialer.
You dial faster, Charlie?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hello? Give it a minute.
Welcome to the latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon.
The current temperature is 32 degrees.
Close.
The winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour.
Uh-huh.
Here's your current forecast from the National Weather Service.
Right.
It's going to be really snowy. A good chance to stay inside and have hot chocolate.
That's
and
right.
If you put a fire on, you can toast marshmallows. Because the snow will be coming down just like Christmas.
Yep.
And then once it falls, you can go out and go sledding.
Wow.
Because we're supposed to get some snow.
Wow.
Thank you for listening to the forecast.
Bye.
I love that.
Sure
I really,
do.
That kills me. It really does.
Just because I worry about people driving in what even might be just a one snow flurry
mm-hmm.
in the D.C. Metro. Do anybody have does anybody have an idea what they're calling for?
Yes, I do.
Well, Charlie knows.
It's going to be 1 to 2 inches.
That's right.
Maybe more in the mountains. That's what they said.
And maybe less.
Snow is good, Don. It covers the dead bodies.
What?
Hi, Buzz.
Rob Spiewak writes.
Sure.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike and Charlie and
okay.
Rob.
Hello, Buzz.
You know, I don't like to alarm people, but restaurant ice, the ice you get in restaurants is often nastier than toilet water, according to a Chicago newspaper. The paper found...
Thanks, look around, Cafe.
Not a chance.
The paper found experts to test the ice cubes from 49 bars and restaurants throughout Chicago... 21 of the places, 21 out of the 49.
I thought the survey was done in Manassas, Virginia.
No, absolutely
this
not.
This is Chicago.
It's great ice.
21 of the 49 places had ice with more fecal contamination than a sample of water taken from a toilet bowl at the offices of the Chicago Sun-Times. More than 20% of the restaurants had ice that contained high levels of bacteria.
And, Mike, the ice at your restaurant, isn't it made by... By Dutchie
Carey. Come on now, Dutchie. Bring me another bag of party ice.
The worst restaurant ice tested by the paper came from an Applebee's, a Chipotle, a Starbucks, an Outback, a Burger King, as well as some of Chicago's finest hotels, the Sheraton, the Hyatt, the Drake, places that always pass their health department inspections.
Sure.
Hotel bars were the worst, quoting one official, obviously, someone's not washing their hands properly.
You know, this is about the time of year you're going to see the story on 2020 or one of those shows where they go into a restaurant and they'll show the jar of mints that people can take
I love that.
Afterwards. Uh-huh. And even if they are mints that are pre-wrapped, they go in with a black light and you see that all over the jar and maybe the mints themselves, it's just like people wipe their hands in number two.
Absolutely.
And then wipe it all over everything.
Right. It's true. Ooh. And I have solved that problem, and I always have.
No after-dinner mints.
No freebies at all.
Good for you.
No freebies.
Smart business.
See, you give stuff away, you're asking for trouble.
That's right.
Don't give anything away.
Good for you.
Charge for everything.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. In Minnesota, officials are investigating an outbreak of neurological illnesses among the workers at a pork processing plant. They say there's no evidence the food from the plant is contaminated, so they believe there's no risk to the public.
That can't be on my leg.
I hope my son-in-law is okay.
It's mostly affected the people who butcher pig's heads.
It's where the young man works.
Really?
No.
Does he work at a processing plant?
No.
I don't know where he works. Oh, no, I do know where he works.
Yeah.
He works hard.
Don't say it, but...
He works hard for the money.
Don't say it, but the place he works is pretty close to a slaughterhouse.
But they got great ice.
The best. I mean, it's not physically close to a slaughterhouse.
Right.
This neurological disease has mostly affected people who butcher pig's heads and blow out the brains with an air compressor.
Who wants some scrapple?
That's what they make it from. Five of these workers came down with weakness and tingling in their arms and legs.
This is not the best sausage I've ever eaten.
They have so far been successfully treated with steroids and immunosuppressant drugs, and the Hogshead butchers have also been given more protective clothing and have stopped using the air compressor.
Oh, pig.
A bull.
To blow out the brains.
Oh, say, can you see? I'm sorry, Mike.
Don't call Dennis.
Silent night.
It's been
covered. He won't call because he's busy. He's busy shopping for our gifts.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You never give that one up, do you?
Should I?
No.
Oh, what's that
How many time? Years?
He owes us for 3 years now, and I think this year he should give each of us three separate gifts, wrapped separately, no gift bags.
Right. Not going to happen.
We'll see.
Well, the holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's heart attack season. December and January are the deadliest months of the year for
Mike O'Meara.
How you doing?
Mike's rubbing his stomach.
I'm all right.
Yeah, you'll be
all right. Rob Speedwack.
I'm okay. Everything's fine. Everything's
deadliest months of the year, December and January, for heart disease because of the combination of rich food, more drinking, less exercise, and most of all, the stress.
No shoveling snow tomorrow.
No problem.
The other reason it's a deadly season is that many heart attacks this time of year are mistaken for indigestion and are not treated. Travelers often forget to bring their heart medicine with them.
You know, you're kidding now, Mike, because you're lighting up your Parliament cigarette now.
Mm-hmm. Ultralight, thank you.
Yeah, that makes it safer.
Like it matters.
Okay, you keep talking there.
I know.
You keep talking, Peppy.
You simply pointed out that it was light.
You should know, like this morning, you know, remember this morning we were chatting?
Yes.
You and
We've
I?
Been chatting a lot lately.
I noticed that when we chat about important stuff, do you think I can't tell that you start smoking a cigarette about halfway through the conversation?
You picked up on that, eh?
you think so?
You picked up on that?
Think so.
Mm. Oh, I dropped the water again.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry. You noticed that?
Of course.
I'm going to have to be more careful. Well, it's not like you can really tell, is it?
Yes.
You think I can't tell when we talk you're drinking?
You know that, but I only talk to you on the weekends.
Yeah, but early in the morning.
I understand.
Thank goodness you can't tell what I'm doing.
There was a time when I could do this on every show. You remember those days? Back when we were doing radio in the 30s?
With Bob and Ray?
We were in a much smaller studio than this one, and Dom was enjoying my secondhand smoke for most of the show.
I had no problem with it. But you say that you've quit smoking.
No,
and
I don't.
It's okay with me.
I don't anymore.
If you do, you don't.
Right.
I just thought it's interesting, like I'm talking to Mike this morning about behind-the-scenes stuff, and every once in a while I just hear that, yeah, well, what do you...
It's usually when I'm saying something to you,
and
I'll tell you what it'll sound like.
You don't hear like, it's like, do you think that, yeah, that's what I should do.
No, I'll give you an example of what it would sound like because it's me taking a drag when I'm speaking.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let me think of a sentence. I'll pull one out of thin air. Here we go. It's like, but Don, I like management.
But tone it down because you know you didn't do it that loud on the phone today.
Much subtler.
But Don.
Mike, come on. Get it together. Come on. It was more subtle than that.
The thing is, it's a very, well, you have to understand.
That's right there.
Very difficult time.
That's pretty much how it was. That was it,
Saeed. That may have been a quote. That may have been a direct quote.
Might have been.
That was it, Saeed.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew you were sucking on your cancer sticks.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Before 9.
You're also less likely to go to the...
Because as you know, Mike, you're safe if you smoke them after 9.
Absolutely.
After 9 a.m. As long
if
as
you can just wait till 9.
If right. you smoke cigarettes only during daylight hours, mm-hmm. it's right. been proven 50% safer.
Yes. As opposed to 7 years off your life, it's 4 years off your life.
But at this point, we're talking about days. So right. does it really matter?
No, I mean and days.
Who is tomorrow?
Days. We're talking about months,
who
years.
Is, who is tomorrow promised to?
Tomorrow no is one. Promised to no,
no
one.
No one. No one.
No one.
Some more than others.
You're also less likely to go to the emergency room if you're out of town or in the middle of a get-together with heart attacks. Minutes, even seconds count. This year, the heart attack season started early, even before Thanksgiving. One hospital here even ran out of heart machines and had to rent a couple.
Heart machine.
What was the question?
I want a heart machine.
Heart machine.
I can't hear you.
Heart pumping machine.
Mm-hmm. I beg your pardon?
They may be doctors, but they're also people.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
How you doing, Jack?
Heart attack machine.
Can't hear a word you say.
It's because you're dead.
A new survey.
I'm not here.
I know you're not.
A new survey to test the ethics of doctors says 9 out of 10 think that...
Next question.
...think that big mistakes or an incompetent or impaired colleague should always be reported.
Here's what my doctor asked me.
Did you wash your ass today? Mm-hmm.
Said, yes, sir.
You didn't answer verbally. You just gave a thumbs up.
I said, look yourself.
But 45% of the doctors...
You're the one with your head down there. What do you think?
Thank you, Senator Craig.
45% of the doctors...
What is it?
I said, thank you, Senator Craig. I was repeating
it. I beg pardon?
Look, if you can't hear, why are you participating
what
in this?
What was the question?
Look, if you're going to interrupt me, I'm not going to be able to rephrase the question.
I can't hear you.
I know you can't hear me. That's the whole problem.
I beg your pardon?
Okay, forget it. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Nearly half the doctors said that they had not reported big mistakes or an incompetent or impaired colleague as they should have.
Has anybody noticed how cold it is outside?
Very. Oh. It's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold. Yep. I'm frozen just like a Totino's pizza roll. I love some snow, a white Christmas. But let's be honest, this is friggin' ridiculous. 'Cause it's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold.
This guy's a talent.
Hooked up the block heater straight to my hole. It's friggin' cold.
It's cold.
It's friggin' cold.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
I'm hung like a 3-year-old. I've got my glove, scarf, and wool hat. While Rosie O'Donnell's in a cave hibernating and living off of her fat.
Can't hear a word
like
you say.
You know, like a big friggin' large lesbian bear. It's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold.
So cool.
I'm not here.
I ain't Santa Claus. This ain't the friggin' North Pole. It's friggin' cold.
Next
it's
question.
Friggin' cold. But not nearly as cold as the career of Judge Reinhold. Yes, we know that it's winter. Yes, we're quite aware of this. So tell Al Gore the global warming is a bunch of friggin' bull. It's friggin'
hey.
Cold.
Hey.
It's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold.
It's cold.
Just people.
That's what doctors are. And more than 1 in 10 admitted they violated patient confidentiality. A third admitted they've ordered expensive and unnecessary tests just to shut up a complaining patient.
No buzz?
Yes.
Speaking of the weather.
Yeah.
It's 18 after.
Now, your local on the 8s.
And guess who else is here? Jimmy Stewart. Well, I'm Jimmy Stewart. The show, I'm showing you how to cut apples.
And now your local forecast.
Oh no!
Yeah.
And then on Friday, with a chance of more snow on the weekend.
Oh no!
Yeah, be scared.
1 in 4 doctors admits they've sent patients to an imaging center in which they have a financial stake without revealing the conflict of interest.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
But 99% of the doctors insist they have never lied to their patients, and 97% say they've never withheld information from a patient.
Don't you think that's a lie?
I don't know.
It's a lie that 99% haven't lied.
You know, I was looking at the USA Today said, cover of the life section of USA Today.
Uh-huh. Have a pie chart, Mike?
No, it's not a pie chart. It's a picture of a woman who is the president of the Anesthesia Awareness Campaign,
yes,
who woke up while they were cutting out her eye.
That happens to like 100 people a year in this country.
I might have squirted it to her mouth, but anyway.
Regis. 75% of the doctors say they have volunteered and treated people with no insurance coverage. By the way, they surveyed 3,000 doctors. Each doctor was paid $20, but only about half the doctors answered the survey. Despite that fact, of the doctors who didn't answer the survey, 21 of them cashed the check anyway. When we continue, okay. Bush in the Bush, president to go on safari.
Ooh. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
From my heart and from my
Let's get cracking.
People understand my intention.
It's the 9-11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
And once again, here is Curly Ringo. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
President Bush has been setting the stage for war with Iran based on the claim that Iran has a scary, imminent nuclear weapons program. World War III, I believe, were his exact words. Hard to believe, but that premise appears to be about as wrong about Iran as the WMD premise was about Iraq. A new intelligence report out yesterday says Iran has stopped its nuclear weapons program 4 years ago and has not resumed it. It could, it might, but it hasn't. The president today reacted to that report by saying Iran is still scary.
I got a great soundbite of Bush here.
Yeah.
Talking about campaigning and also the virus to CNN reporter Candy Crowley.
Huh.
Here he is, George Bush.
I like campaigning, you know. And if somebody ever says they don't like campaigning, they're not telling you that. Either that, they're a lousy candidate. I mean, it's fun. I enjoy it. I enjoy the crowds. I enjoy the noise. I enjoy giving that message. I enjoy the competition. And, yeah, I'm going to miss it. On the other hand, what I'm not going to miss is what we all, some of us went through in 2000, which was getting out on an airplane and having my friend Candy Crowley pass a virus around. And
whatnot.
Got a respiratory infection. So did half the press corps. They got off the plane. I didn't get to get off the plane. And it was tough. It was a tough experience.
Whatnot.
And, well, look, I'm not dissing Candy. I said my friend. Look, that can happen to the best of them, you know.
Let's now let's settle the room down. Let's go to Wolf Blitzer.
That's my man. He's our president.
He's fun. He's fun. The president himself, meanwhile, is planning to try to spruce up his image here and abroad in his final year. Senior White House officials say this last year of the administration will be focused on the Bush legacy. The president also plans to travel extensively, including an African safari.
Yeah, let's go on a safari. I'm real excited about that. Hey, what's that one with the horns coming out right out of the top of its head? The real long ones that go curly Q up here.
Unicorn.
The air. Is that a unicorn?
Hello, African.
Shazam.
Picture him wearing all the African clothes.
I'm wearing my special hat, the special African safari hat.
Some Marion Barry clothes.
I've got my. Oh yeah, I wear that too.
Uh-huh.
Is it called a what?
A dashiki.
You call it what you call it. I call it them clothes they wear.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
If you think your credit card bills are high, the national debt is now growing at a rate of $1 million a minute.
One word.
Yeah.
Manageable.
Don't get high.
We are maxed out.
That's a high number, Buzz.
Sure is. If we had to pay it off today, the government would need over $30,000 from every man, woman, and child in this country.
I don't care if it's gazillion, zillion dollars.
Yeah.
We still got to eat.
Right.
You got to understand that.
Well, good luck with that.
You got to eat, and you're going to eat. And yeah. I guarantee you're going to eat, and that's all that matters to me right now. I don't care if it's, if it's zibbity dillion dollars. It doesn't matter one little bit to me.
Well, thanks for the guarantee.
As long as Candy Crowley doesn't pass that horrible virus around.
And how about those fecal odors of her, huh?
Man, I tell you, it's like somebody, a bunch of farts got in a fight. Nasty.
Smells stuff. Like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
He loves that.
That
tape.
Is a funny tape.
Uh-huh.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing.
I disagree,
funny.
Terry. That fart fight thing, that's the funniest thing you got going on this show.
That was funny.
I don't like him.
The national.
I don't like his attitude.
Why?
I just think he uses all those highfalutin words and
Why
stuff.
Why do you favor rape?
Now, that's blaspheming.
Who is that?
That's that Anderson Cooper.
Why men's rooms?
I don't go to men's rooms and try to pick up fags. God damn, son.
The president. The national debt is now over $9 trillion, a number so big even mathematicians are impressed. The debt is so great the government will soon have trouble making the interest payment.
Whoop-de-doo, you can write another zero. Smarty pants.
There's nothing left to pay back the loans, not even a little, and the dollars we pay with are less valuable. We may soon have to cut social programs, including Social Security, to
keep up.
Boy, I'll
tell you, your newscast, I'm just listening to this. It's like, get on a boat and leave the United States and go to some other country.
Well, some of this is your work, sir.
Go to some country like Seattle or something like that where you can just, escape all this American stuff.
Where's Happy Birthday, Jesus by Mike Douglas?
You think we need it?
I just need, just for a moment, Buzz.
Yes?
The content of the news today,
very,
very depressing.
Oh, you're talking about Mike Douglas, not the kid toucher. You're talking about that talk show host back in the day when talk shows was
right.
Good.
Yes, Mike Douglas.
Oh, this is a great song. I've heard him sing this.
We need just to balance it out. Buzz
sure.
is bringing us the news of the day, and we should all focus on the fact
that Katie got a dolly, all that good
Christmas
stuff.
Christmas is just, what, like 20 days away.
All right, this is exciting stuff.
Number one. Here we go. Mike Douglas.
And George W. Bush.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Mike Douglas makes me voice.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
He ain't singing now. It's the kids. Listen to him right here.
Here he comes. Here he is.
Katie got a dolly.
Katie got a dolly.
That cries and blinks its eyes.
God, what a great voice.
Yeah. Jimmy got an automatic plane that really flies.
It really flies. God, I love that man.
We were poor that Christmas.
Let's just get to the hook for you.
All night long, sitting in the kitchen, making us a present. It was this song.
Mike Douglas.
We're all the great ones. Mike Douglas. Merv Griffin. Ralph Emery. Shotgun Red.
I got one for you, sir.
Thank you, and I appreciate you calling me by my proper name, which is Sir.
How about this one? You love this singer.
Oh, S, that's Wing.
No, it's Tiny Tim.
Oh, Tiny Tim from the... do you have any Wing?
Wing? Oh, yeah, we do have Wings.
Do you like Wing?
You like the Wing.
I'll tell you what. You play Wing for me sometime, all right? I like Tiny Tim, but, he was that way.
No.
He was that you way.
Think?
I'm trying to. I can't do name that tune. Who would this be?
This is. Oh my God, Jim Nabors.
Oh,
what's
wow.
that joke about neighbors up the ass?
Carols in the square.
I don't like him too much. I love that TV show he was on though.
Which
Gomer Pyle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was funny.
Hey, tell him that joke,
Mr.
Tell him that
President.
Joke.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember Rock Hudson?
Oh, I sure do. Yeah, don't I ever?
Yeah, he didn't have many friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he had neighbors up the ass.
Son, my God, I'm gonna. Please write it down for me. Stick it in my lapel. All right, here's this is Mike Douglas again.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Surrounded by a lot of little kids. With those bippies that he had on his set back in that day.
The big flowers.
Damn, he was funny. Oh, this is this.
Happy
Katie
birthday.
Got a dolly right here.
Katie
he got
a dolly.
Damn, that's music. Not like that Jim Nabors. How can you enjoy his music when you think about what he's doing? What he's doing, when he's not singing. He's doing that thing.
Right.
Unclean.
Hey, George.
Yeah. Oh. That's funny. Now, you don't get me going. I get in trouble when you play those sounds.
Here's one that sounds like your mamo.
All right. Oh, it does. Mamo. Merry Christmas. Time to eat.
Got a break. Buzz, we do have more news coming up, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
So this is funny, then, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's a good one.
They poke the bear, Don and Mike.
All I got here is Guy.
After midnight.
Birdly, Captain Clapton, Michael J., Elson Cocksmith, Ringo, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
There's a price to be paid for being a caring person. A New York man who donated his sperm to a friend years ago is now facing a child support order. The friend was a coworker who gave birth 18 years ago. The sperm donor made mistakes. Her agreement freeing him of all rights and responsibilities was a verbal agreement. So it's now he said, she said. The donor also made the mistake of sending the boy gifts over the years and signing the card, Dad.
Well, that's dumb.
Quoting the man's lawyer, it really is no good deed goes unpunished.
No good seed goes unpunished.
Even better, thank you.
The demon seed.
And finally, a wacky police blotter stuff. A Wichita cop has become the first to tase a deaf guy who was getting out of a bathtub.
Terrific.
Police burst into the wrong house based on a false tip about a shooting.
That hurt.
One officer tased the wet guy in the towel because he wasn't cooperating.
Hey, don't
tase
me.
Don't
tase me.
Wet my rubber ducky.
One officer tased the wet guy in the towel for not cooperating, even though he kept pointing at his ear and saying, I can't hear, I can't hear.
The water make the shock hurt worse.
And across the lake from Madison, a Wisconsin man admits he broke into the naughty novelty shop and took some things. He never touched the cash register, but he did steal some thong underwear, some lotion, and some sex dolls. One of the dolls sells for $270, vibrates, and includes a recorded voice that encourages the user to do naughty things. And police in Madison, Wisconsin, over the weekend found themselves in a high-speed chase with a drunk guy driving a stolen Krispy Kreme donut truck after he'd stolen 8 giant red-hot pickled sausages from a convenience store.
I'm more curious about where you find the blow-up woman that talks to you.
Oh, you can find it on the internet.
During the high-speed chase,
I'd like to bring her in here one day, put her in the third seat and see what she's got to say.
I bet she's got a lot to say.
It's called the Crowley.
With a virus.
During the chase, the truck's doors swung open, causing donuts to come rolling out.
Pull over, Spiewak.
The suspect's last name, White Lightning. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry,
no!
All right, see you tomorrow, everybody. Good day to you, sir. We got to go.
I got to go to the funeral. Bye. For Bob and Ray.
Those bastards.
Old Queens.
They made you bleed.
Yeah, they did.
See you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.